of the armed forces. For example, in the current training manuals that have been implemented to both soldiers and commanders for guidelines, listen to the following vignette. Following her transition from male to female, which did not include sex reassignment surgery, a transgender soldier begins using female barracks, bathroom, and shower facilities. Because she did not undergo a surgical change, the soldier still has male genitalia. This is from the Army Training Manual. The guideline, all soldiers should be respectful of the privacy and modesty concerns of others. However, transgender soldiers are not required or expected to modify or adjust their behavior based on the fact that they do not match soldiers. Here's another one that goes to commanders. A soldier has completed Army gender transition from female to male as indicated in DEERS. The soldier did not have sex reassignment surgery and recently stopped taking male hormones in order to try and start a family. Today, the soldier approached his commanding officer to discuss his newly confirmed pregnancy. His pregnancy. Transgender soldiers under these vignettes are not required or expected to modify or adjust their behavior, but everyone else is, violating their privacy, their rights, their morality, and their unit cohesion. And we are lectured to believe that when these soldiers violate all that the other service members, 99.9999%, that we will have a more capable, cohesive, and ready force. Under the leadership vignette, when we have a coerced policy that diverts leaders and commanders from combat readiness and cohesion to accommodate the impossible moral construct of pregnant men, and how this impossibility will make a more capable and ready force, I suggest, Mr. Chairman, that we have lost our way as a nation. And with that, I yield back.